Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority and Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, hosted in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd.
Isaiah 10:13 says, "For he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding, I remove the boundaries of peoples." He can change them, but you can't. "I plunder their treasures. Like a bull, I bring down those who sit on thrones." There are going to be some bringing down. There has been some bringing down. And there will be a lot more. Jeremiah 5:22. "Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? I place the sand as the boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that it cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it." It says in Job that he said to the waters of the seas, "Thus far shall you come and no further." And every time I'm staying on the edge of a sea, and I've written down in my Bible all the seas I set it at, where I read that chapter in Job, Mediterranean Sea, Pacific Sea, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, I always am in a hotel right here. And there's a sea right there. Why can they build this hotel here? Because God said, "This far you go and no further." Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you have a given authority where you live. Your neighborhood. He determined the time you're going to be here. And it is quite sure and evident that you've got authority in the geographical area where you live. You do not have authority over the whole earth. You can pray for the whole earth. You can pray for those that are in authority. Did I put that down there in my scriptures? I think I did. Scriptures regarding the realms of authority. Well, I didn't read to you Judges 2:9. "They buried him, Joshua, within the boundaries of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the land country, hill country of Ephraim." You can see his grave right there near Ariel. It's the land of his inheritance he inherited. God said, "This is what I give Judah. This is what I give Joshua. This is what I give Joseph's two children, Ephraim and Manasseh. This is what I give Benjamin." And there, in authority, in being given authority, you not only have the blessing and privilege, you have the responsibility. And God talks about in the judgment day after the white throne judgment, he's going to call up cities. He's going to call up the Queen of Sheba. He's going to call up Sodom and Gomorrah. And he's going to demand an answer for the stewardship of that realm of authority that he gave them. You know, remember the talents, the men with one talent, five talent, 10 talents. He demanded an account of their stewardship. Bless the Lord. So the Lord told to Brother Hagin, whatever goes on in a geographical area is because the church let it go on, because we are the ones with authority. Now, there are limits to authority. And I put in this book, I did this book, God told me to take Brother Hagin's teachings and to put them in little bite-sized pieces. I read this. You should have it. You will get a wonderful doctrine by reading this every day. And God will speak to you. Now, when I came to this day, every day he would tell me what to do. Sometimes we would be doing, it's all his words. Sometimes we'd be doing a section on how to be led by the Spirit. Sometimes we'd do a section on healing. Sometimes we'd do a section on faith. But here I had finished one section on what Jesus did for us. And now here I am to a day. And the Lord said, it was May 27. It's the day I'm going to work on. It wasn't exactly May 27 because I'm working ahead of time to get it printed. And he said, here's what I want you to put in. Because a lot of people in May, there are a lot of students, they've just finished their course of study. They're going to be going home. And I want you to put this in there for that. And so he gave me the little titles. And this title is Travel Safety. And we always put a scripture at the top. And this is the scripture. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Mark 4:35. Jesus got into a ship with his disciples and said, let us pass over to the other side. And that settled it. Jesus did not say, let us go halfway and sink. Therefore, when a storm arose and Jesus' disciples were frightened, he rebuked them, saying, how is it that you have no faith? At a Full Gospel Businessmen's Convention, a woman asked me to pray for her. Now, this is Brother Hagin talking. She said, I'm a nervous wreck. It just scares me to death to travel by plane. I actually become sick with fright. I'm not going to attend any more conventions, even though I love to, because I'm so afraid to fly. You don't have to be afraid, I replied. And really, you don't even have to pray about it. All you have to do is get on the plane and say, let us pass over to Los Angeles or Chicago or wherever. And the plane can't go down. Then you can do just what Jesus did. You can go to sleep, knowing the plane is going to get there because you have spoken it in faith. I saw this woman at several conventions afterwards. She told me, it worked just like you said. I get on board the plane and say, let us go over to the other side. Then I lie back, relax, and praise the Lord. I'm really enjoying flying now. So, I wanted to get out my American Airlines card because my American Airlines card that I was looking for gives me the highest rating. And it says a 2 million mile traveler. I have flown over 2 million miles just with American. That doesn't count Qantas. That doesn't count El Al. That doesn't count United, Frontier, all the ones. Yeah, and my plane. So I'm probably flew 3 million miles. And every single time I get on that airplane, I put my hand right there on the side of it. And I say, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over this airplane. Yep. Nose to tail, wingtip to wingtip, top to bottom, every part, working and non-working. Holy Spirit, fly through the pilots. Now, I don't have authority over the pilots. So, every time I check my spirit, Brother Keith said recently, you can plead the blood, but you have to preface it with, be led. If God tells you, and you get in your car and you're pleading the blood over your car, taking your authority over your car, and he tells you, don't go the way you normally go. Take the longer route. then you take the longer route and plead your authority. So I get on that airplane every single time. Same little piece. And then I check my spirit. If that pilot is drunk, and they do that sometimes, or if he's, I don't know, in an anger spell, whatever, if he has road rage in the air, then my spirit, the Holy Spirit in my spirit will tell me. Every single time I've gotten on every airplane, I've done that, and I've never had a check in my spirit. One time, I did have, I heard this. This plane's going down. Don't get on it. Then I checked, prayed in the Holy Ghost. It wasn't my spirit. It was the devil speaking to my mind. And I can tell the difference between my spirit and my flesh. My spirit and my soul. He was trying to terrorize me. And when I located it, it wasn't him, it was God, and I did have the authority. So I've now flown probably 3 million miles. And people are just always telling me what horrible flights they have. I don't have them. And I always say, without incident, we're going to pass over to Fort Worth. Without incident, we're passing over to Tel Aviv. Without incident, we're passing over to Sydney and Perth. Those are long ways away. But every time, it's without incident. One time, only one time. And I was flying with Gloria in their plane, and we were in Europe. And something happened with something, and we had to use our faith. We used our faith, it was fine. We landed fine, we got it fixed. We had a good vacation in England while they were getting the part.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Join us October 18th through the 23rd for this year's annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Save the dates and make your plans now to visit Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Register today and receive your free gift packet when you arrive at this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. To register by phone, call us at 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org. Join us as we assemble together to pray in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd at our 2017 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference.